give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion. An amazing segment. Justin Hermes came in, talked all about being a landlord, and I'm back with you right now, and I'm going to do a 9-minute summary on being a landlord and understanding investment property ownership. First and foremost, in being a landlord, first of all, you have to understand the investment property purchase process. And you can call me directly at 719-330-1457 to understand this. You can go to churchillcolorado.com, enter in your information on the right-hand side and say, hey, Jay, I want a complimentary 30-minute sit-down. And this is very important because I charge individuals $200 an hour for consultation on investment property portfolio creation, LLCs, how to build residual incomes, billable in 30-minute segments. But for you, I give you a 30-minute segment for free for you and I to sit down and get a plan. I'm a licensed loan officer. I'm also a land developer. My wife and I currently have 9 properties, 5 of them that are rental properties, actually 6 of them, because we short-term rent Airbnb our primary house in the Broadmoor, but then I'm developing 2 properties as well and then have a lake home up in Lake George. But one of the very first things you want to understand with investment property ownership, like anything else in your life, you have to do the research over time. I've done this for over 20 years. You get 2 or 3 people's opinions on the approach, and then you go from there. It's repetition. There are 2 primary ways to become an investment property owner that I bless. I want you to be an intentional investment property owner rather than an accidental investment property owner. I want you to even understand the 2 simple techniques that you could do. Number 1, you can take your existing home, and before you sell it, if you want to upsize or downsize, keep it. Do the downsize and put a tenant in your existing home. Or do an upsize because your children are getting older and they need more space and you keep your smaller starter home. That's number 1. It's the easiest because you're familiar with the house. You have to prepare your mortgage. That's why you call me at 719-330-1457. This is something you want to discuss 6 or 12 months before you're actually going to make the move. We help you prepare your mortgage so it's a great investment property mortgage. Then you want to prepare your home to make sure that all of the fixtures. Here's the top 5 things that go wrong with you as your landlord. Absolutely. No doubt. Number 1 is you have to service your furnaces, usually just get them clean. That's the number 1 thing I receive calls on. Then it's hot water heaters. I love having 2 of my 5 houses or 4 of my 6 houses that 2 of my 6 houses that have boilers because radiant heat, because they're much lower to maintain. Then next, it's the garage door springs, sensors, and motors. They go out. Then next is just maintaining the trees, the bushes, and the outside of the house, making sure that's all good. And on occasion, you have to make sure that your sewer pipes are cleaned out to the street. And then there's small things like the occasional washer or dryer that goes out or a dishwasher. And if you know the top 5 or 6 things that happen to landlords and property owners statistically, you can actually change out the toilet flush mechanism. You can actually change out or have serviced the springs on your garage door or the sensors. You can actually make sure that your hot water heater, if it's 17 years old, that you're just proactive. You spend the $800 and you replace it now, so then when you become an intentional landlord, you can go ahead and be prepared and minimize your problems, because then you minimize the need for a property manager that you hire and spend part of your earned income. The second way is individuals that actually do a standalone property. Becoming an investment property owner, you can prepare your finances, you can prepare your down payment, then you actually prepare your team. Get a real estate agent, maybe that individual becomes your property manager. They have that skill set, like Justin said, or they can probably or possibly lead you to good team members like inspectors, contractors, a separate property manager rather than the real estate agent, and then you go out and purchase that home. Now, the difference between an intentional investor and landlord and an accidental is somebody is an accidental investor if all of a sudden they have a family member that passes away, that they receive an inheritance of a house and they have no interest, no skills, and no knowledge, and they're thrown into it. Another example is a military member. They buy a house way out in Banning Lewis. They get all of the options, they live in it for 2 years, and they find out that even in this hot market that does not have enough value to sell while they're being reassigned to Fort Bragg, and they become an accidental investor because they're upside down, they got more mortgage than home value, plus the real estate agent selling and their selling fees. And that's the investment property ownership that you don't want to be part of. And for me, the last part of this show is very, very important. You have to keep it simple. That kiss, you know, keep it simple, sweetheart, because you've got to make sure that you can do it well. This is what my wife and I have done. We have 5 houses that are standalone rentals and one of our primary residents. In our standalone rentals, every single one of those houses is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Every single one of them is a rancher on a crawl space. Every single one of them has a 1-car attached garage. Every single one of them has the exact same style furnaces, exact same style electrical boxes, exact same style of wiring. And every single one of those we chose to rent to a single professional working adult. We don't have any couples in our houses. That's just by our choice. Those are the people that symbolize. They're so small that we have working professionals. A lot of them, several, are traveling nurses, so there's not a lot of wear and tear in the house. And we, in particular, like pets. So those are the type of tenants we have. We have some people that like military families. We have some people who like retired families. We have some people that want a mirror of them that have 2 children and parents. But you have to keep it simple if you're going to be your own landlord and make your tenant and your investment properties duplicatable. And then again, like I said, the top 3 things that I look for that has given me 100% success, I always require a 640 credit score or higher. Well, Jay, my credit score is lower than that myself. Well, then don't rent to yourself. Get someone who's got higher credit. Make sure that you're taking very large deposits and make sure that these individuals are clean and presentable. When they appear and their cars appear, they're going to treat their cars and their self the same as your house. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. You can become a landlord, but you got to have relationships and memories along the way. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I've received in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve. Thanks so much for being here on The Jay Garvin Show. And remember, during this weekend, sign up for my investment property class on March 17th, Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. First 10 people who sign up get Remodeling Expo tickets for free, March 13th through 15th. $10 value. Sign up now. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Can't get no satisfaction.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.